I'd now like to call on our second speaker, Carmel Tebbutt. Most of you know that Carmel Tebbutt is the member for Marrickville and the Shadow Minister for Education and Training. As a former Education Training Minister, Carmel stands the importance of TAFE as a provider of quality vocational trades education. Carmel has seen firsthand the difference TAFE can make, particularly for young people, women re-entering the workforce, and people with a disability. Carmel will campaign for TAFE to be properly funded and supported to continue its critical role in our education and training system. Thank you, Carmel.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the introduction, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this very important launch of the TAFE Community Alliance. Can I begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land that we're standing on? Can I also acknowledge my parliamentary colleagues, Jeff Lee and John Kay, and of course other speakers, Marie O'Halloran, Mary Waterford, who we've heard from, and Josepha Sosky, who will also speak. And most importantly, students, teachers, everyone, community members who've come along to support TAFE. I want to congratulate everyone who's been involved in bringing this launch together. There's no doubt that something like this takes a lot of behind the scenes work, and I know that people have worked very, very hard to make this happen. So congratulations to everyone. And this TAFE Community Alliance has the very strong support of the New South Wales Labor opposition. We recognise the vital role that TAFE plays, both in terms of delivering vocational education and training, and also second chance education, as we've heard so eloquently from Mary. We also recognise that TAFE plays a critical role in supporting the cultural, social and economic capacity of communities. I think it is fair to say that many in this room, many in the community, have been disappointed from time to time at the support governments of all persuasions have provided to TAFE. I acknowledge that. But I don't think that we have ever seen a time where TAFE is so fundamentally threatened by an aggregation of attacks from this current O'Farrell coalition government. There is no doubt that what we're seeing at the moment, I think, threatens the very future existence of TAFE, and that's why this alliance is so important. Over the last 12 months, we've seen budget cuts announced for TAFE, 800 staff, teachers and other staff to be slashed. We've seen fee increases, the abolition of any government subsidy for fine arts courses. We've seen the smart and skilled reforms released, which threaten the viability of TAFE campuses right across New South Wales. And we now see the government with a proposal to replace teachers with paraprofessionals, undermining the very quality of the training and education that TAFE can offer. We know that TAFE teachers, for example, are one of the few groups of government employees who have not received the 2.5% increase that everyone else has now received. So these are grim times indeed, and I think what we've seen in Victoria has shown the importance of a concerted community campaign, advocacy in defence of TAFE, because it's only that that is going to make the government see that what they're doing does not have the support of the community and will have electoral consequences for the government. People in New South Wales are very proud of their TAFE, and rightly so. They see that it's got a key role in tackling skills shortages. It trains the plumbers and the electricians and the hairdressers and chefs of the future. It also provides educational opportunities for those who are disengaged from the workforce for whatever reason, or from education for whatever reason. And it gives people mid-career or those re-entering the workforce a chance to upgrade their skills. It also makes a fantastic contribution to our creative and cultural life. It trains our artists, it trains our designers. And in regional and rural communities, we know that the TAFE Institute is often the biggest employer and critical to the economic and social life of those communities. And Barry O'Farrell's changes are placing all of this at risk. I've been inundated, and I know many others have as well, I've been inundated with letters and emails and phone calls and meetings from parents, from teachers, from students, from community members. And like everyone in the room, I've heard the horror stories of the kids who wanted to be able to do a Year 10 equivalent course at Randwick Institute and were told 2 days before they were due to enrol that unfortunately, because of the budget cuts, the course is no longer going to go ahead. I've heard of teachers being pulled out of their class and told that they're going to have to reapply for their jobs. And I've heard of students who've contacted me and said mid-course they'd been told next year or this year, this was at the end of last year, their course won't be going ahead anymore because of these budget cuts, and if they want to continue to study it, they're going to have to go online to do it. And these are just a few examples. It is, I think, very concerning to see how much of the cuts today have focused on those units and programs that support people who are most vulnerable. So TAFE outreach, the specialist multicultural units, the disability units, all of those are under threat. And I think that Mary really encapsulated how important those units are, what a difference they make. And I don't want to repeat that other than to say it is impossible to quantify in dollar terms the importance of these programs and the importance of these units. And while I don't think I'll be surprising anyone, unfortunately what we're seeing at the moment is really just the beginning. The smart and skilled reforms are rolling out as we speak, due to take effect from 2014. We saw the government release this week the draft quality framework for smart and skilled. And despite this being one of the most fundamental reorganisations of TAFE that we have ever seen, this draft framework is so vague that it is virtually meaningless. It doesn't provide any of the protections that we had been hoping for that might help TAFE survive. So it's really important, it's a draft. People need to communicate to the government in whatever way they can their unhappiness and dissatisfaction with this draft, because it does not provide the protections that the government said it would. While I said at the beginning that the community have a very high regard for TAFE, and they do, I think it's also the case that unless you're directly affected by some of these changes, people aren't aware of just how bad they are. They aren't aware of just what damage they're going to cause. So that's the role of the Alliance. We have to make sure people are aware. We have to get them involved in the campaign. We have to hold the O'Farrell government to account, and we have to make them understand that they've got a fight on their hands if they want to continue with these damaging reforms to TAFE. And that's what this Alliance will achieve, and that's why I'm so pleased to be a part of today's launch, and I thank you for inviting me to come along. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Carmel, for that very eloquent speech on behalf of TAFE. A really good summary of the problems that the present government is